It is your favorite host, Mary Ellen and Joe, and we are so excited to answer questions for you on Wednesdays.
You can send us all of your burning points and miles questions, whether it's 101, 201, questions about a specific trip itinerary. We're going to pick one each week and feature it on the show in a little tiny bite-sized episode.
You can send your questions to Mary Ellen and Joe at wonderlandonpoints.com. You can DM us. You can send them to us through the Facebook group. We want to hear from you.
So let's dive in.
Let's go.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Wonderland on Points podcast. This is our mini Wednesday episode, and today it is not so much a question and answer, but actually a super fun recap of a little mini girls' weekend that Mary Ellen took. And we wanted to tell you all about it because, of course, it was done on points. What was your weekend like? Where'd you stay?
Yes.
Where'd you go? All the things.
So I live a little bit outside of DC, and I don't know if other people who live near big cities feel this way, but I rarely actually go into the city, right? Unless I have guests visiting from out of town, I don't ever go and be a tourist myself. But that's exactly what me and some girlfriends did this week. We are all moms, and we just got finished with the holidays while the kids were in the house all day, every day. And we thought, what better time for a girls' night out in Washington, D.C.? So thanks to Points and Miles, that was really possible, right? That's mm-hmm. what we love on this podcast, is even just taking quick domestic trips that we wouldn't necessarily pay for out of pocket otherwise, but because we have points, it inspires these spontaneous trips.
Yeah.
It inspires us to be able to just go and do something we wouldn't normally do.
I love that. And I know that this is something that maybe will bother some people, but I love that all three of the husbands/dads in this scenario supported this plan. I know that people say that they're like, it's just expected. They should just do what the moms do. But you know what? That's just like really not the world we live in my opinion. I feel like it's not always the case. So the fact that all three of them got behind you guys on this and were like, you go have your time. I love it. It warms my heart. So just shout out to awesome dads/husbands in people's lives.
Stellar dads in this scenario. So very thankful for them. So let's get into it. What we did, we went to Washington, D.C., and we stayed at the Grand Hyatt Washington. And that is a Category 5 Hyatt, just like if you go back and listen to our episode earlier this week about San Diego, the Grand Hyatt San Diego is also a Category 5. So these properties are 17,000 points off peak, 20,000 points standard rate, and 23,000 points when it's peak rate. So this was off peak because travel is done from the holidays. Mm-hmm. We went on a weekend right after everybody has probably finished traveling for a while. So we were able to just pay 17,000 points for a standard room. However, the magic happened because I was able to use a club access award. Mm-hmm. We again talked about that a little bit on the episode for San Diego, how much you were able to really capitalize on using the club for really all of your meals in San Diego.
Yeah. I mean, the club access shifted my entire experience. So I'm sure you guys were able to take advantage of that as well. Any idea what the cash rate would be on this night if you had not booked in points?
It's really not a high cash rate. I did look it up when I was booking. I don't remember it off the top of my head at the moment, but compared to, say, the Grand Hyatt San Diego, the Manchester Grand that you went to, that is a fantastic hotel to get a high points value when you do the math, the one in San Diego. The one in Washington, D.C. is really not actually that great of a redemption, but sometimes you want to pay cash and sometimes you just don't. So it's not necessarily a great redemption.
Right. I feel like even if it's not a great value, like we don't always have a couple $100 lying around to just drop on a night with some girlfriends. So I think the value is in the memories, as we say all the time. Okay. So how did you really maximize the club lounge? Let's talk about that first. Tell us about the food, breakfast, the hors d'oeuvres, quote unquote, which is definitely like dinner. Did you guys totally hit all of that?
We did. We were only there one night and I was like, we're doing all the things. So we had dinner at the hors d'oeuvre hour, I'd say hour, it's really a couple hours that they have hors d'oeuvres. There's a dessert hour where they put out desserts from 8:30 to 9:30 p.m. Let me tell you what, though. I had heard a hot tip to go early, anytime, any of the scheduled meal times, breakfast, dinner, you know, go early because people come and they really flock to it. We knew we were there when there were not very many people in the hotel. So we didn't think the club would be super packed, but we still wanted to make sure we went early. So we were there right when they opened the hors d'oeuvre hour. There was no one else there. We were the first ones, got our fill of everything. And then we said, we'll come back at 8:30 when they do desserts and we'll make sure we're there at like 8:25. Okay, here's the thing.
Ask me if I was ever awake at 8:30 any of the times I was in San Diego. Nope, never went to the dessert.
I had to stay awake for this. It was so hard.
So painful.
I was like, I'm going to make it till 8:30 to go get dessert in this pub.
I'm so proud of you.
I know. But people had come in for the hors d'oeuvres a little later and then just stayed there until the desserts came out. So there were actually quite a few people in there, a lot of families with young children. And at 8:30, when they brought those out, they descended on the desserts like vultures. All of a sudden, there were lines. We actually made friends with some people in the club lounge who were living in the hotel because they were there for work. They had been there for a month. So they just eat dinner every night in there. And they were explaining, they were like, oh, yeah, they're going to come. They're going to fill their plates with desserts. And then they're not going to eat most of them. And yep. You're going to see over there on the tray, there's going to be all these full plates of desserts. They're like, but if you want one, you better go in there hard and fast because they're going to be gone and they're not bringing more out.
Wow. See, this is an experience that I did not have. Look at that. So with the food, they just keep refilling, but the desserts are like one and done.
I think there's limited amounts. Maybe they replace them one time, but they do not keep replacing it all throughout the hour. When they run out, they run out. Now, one thing, because we went early for everything, because we wanted to be there, make sure we had it and had access to the food that we wanted, we also kind of missed out on something. Because as we were talking to those folks who were living in the hotel and just eating in the club all the time, they said, oh, actually, a little later on during the hors d'oeuvres, they brought out sushi. And so you missed the sushi by coming on the early side. So I didn't know that. It was very helpful for them to tell us. I see you gasping, Joanna.
I'm sorry. Is that like an everyday thing? There's just a sushi course? How did they know this?
Well, they just knew from experience because they had been coming for so long. They knew all the staff by name. Like I said, they were living in the hotel for work. But they did tell us that, you know, as your experience in San Diego, the different offerings change each night. Some nights there's flank steak. Some nights there's Chinese. Some nights there's fish, which is what they had when I was there. Of course, the one night that I didn't love the menu, but I think it was pretty good overall for people who enjoy fish. So
that is a huge bummer. I was hoping you would have one of the non-fish options for your one night. Okay, well, that is a lot of good insight on the club lounge. And remember, you can access the club lounge with a club access award, or if you are globalist, or if you have a guest of honor booking for your time there. Okay, tell us a little bit about club breakfast. Was it as great of a spread as San Diego? And also, did you use the amazing machine that can make literally any hot beverage your heart desires, including steamed milk, which I drank every single night?
That machine should not be underestimated. I started thinking about it. We are three adult women on this trip. How much money did we save by using this machine over and over? We were there for 24 hours and we went right when we checked in. We went at dinner time. We went at breakfast. Then we went back before we went out to adventure for the next day. So we made drinks at least four times, and maybe we wouldn't have paid for Starbucks all of those times. And there is a Starbucks in the lobby of the Grand Hyatt Washington Hotel. But I thought, wow, we actually save quite a bit of money just by enjoying this machine throughout the day. So love that machine. The breakfast spread was fantastic. There was more to offer at breakfast than at the hors d'oeuvres or the desserts. The breakfast is very full. There were pastries and croissants and fruit and hot items like bacon and sausage and eggs and all of that good stuff. There was bagels with lox. There was all kinds of things. So you could make a truly fabulous breakfast. So we love taking advantage of that. I do feel like we squeezed every ounce we could out of that lounge, and that made me happy.
That's amazing. I love this. I mean, seriously, if you totaled up the cost of how much you guys ate for three people, such a win, especially because the Club Access Awards come with various tiers on your credit card that you earned without like any extra spend or work that you weren't already going to do.
Right. So I did have a couple of people on Instagram reach out and say, how do you get a Club Access Award? Mm-hmm. When you are a member of the World of Hyatt, they give you milestone awards throughout the year. So the first one that you can earn is at 20 nights stay, and you can choose between a couple of options. And one of the options is two Club Access Awards. Now, you don't actually have to stay in a hotel for 20 nights in order to hit that. It can be true nights that you stayed in a Hyatt hotel, or it can be credit card spend, as you mentioned. So with you have the Hyatt personal card, every $5,000 that you put on that card, you get two more nights credit. Mm-hmm. Sometimes throughout the year, they have bonuses where if you stay at certain Hyatt hotel types, you earn double nights. So if you stayed five nights, you would get 10 nights credit. So there's tons of ways to get to that 20 nights without actually staying 20 nights. So just for anyone who may be interested in trying to get a Club Access Award, that's how you go about it.
Yeah, I was literally at 17 nights at the end of December. It was a little painful for me, but there was not a point in squeezing in extra just to try to make it happen. You know, that's where you have to kind of weigh the value and don't get carried away with trying to hit status if it's not naturally happening for you. Okay, so you ate all this club lounge food. Did you eat at any actual restaurants? Did you try anything else while you were there?
We did. So all three of us have the Amex Gold card. And so we knew that January 1st, we reset for the next 6 month period with our Resi credits. So for those that don't know, with the Amex Gold card, you get $100 every year to any restaurant that is on the Resi platform. And it's $50 for the first half of the year, and then $50 for the back half of the year. So we all had a $50 credit that we could use at any restaurant that participates with Resi. So we did just kind of randomly go on the Resi platform, found a fabulous restaurant within walking distance of the hotel. It's a far walk. It might be 0.7 miles, but we weren't afraid of a little walk. We like to stretch our legs, get some exercise. So it was an Italian place called Le Ardente. That's not even close. Le Ardente. It has a L in the front and an apostrophe and a Ardente, Dante, Dente. You can find it, people. Okay, that gives you enough. L apostrophe A-R-D-E-N-T-E.
I think you did.
Many of you can, many of you can comment and let us know how to actually say it.
Okay. Well, was it delicious? Anybody who has not yet seen the little mishap with this restaurant can go over to Mary Ellen's Instagram at Family Travel for the Win with the number 4, because she posted a very funny / sad reel about this experience. But I do want to know if the food you actually got to eat was good. Tell us a little bit more about this restaurant.
Yeah, it was fabulous. I didn't even know beforehand that it was a restaurant that I guess got TikTok famous because of this 40-layer lasagna that they have that kind of went viral for them. So that's how a lot of people found the restaurant. We just found it on Resi wanting to use our Amex credits. It was delicious. It's a very high-end Italian restaurant, the kind of high-end where when they ask you, when you say you want water to drink, they say sparkling or still, and then you pay $9 for a bottle of still water. So make sure you say tap water if you just are hoping for plain water and don't actually want the fancy glass bottle of water. But it's that kind of restaurant, super fancy, although we weren't particularly dressed all that fancy. We were cute, but we weren't, you know, dressed to the nines. We went at lunchtime. So the lunchtime menu is a little different for dinner than the dinner menu. So if you do want that famous dish, the 40-layer lasagna, make sure you go at dinner time. But otherwise, it's a fantastic way to use that credit when you're in DC.
Did it cover your whole meal?
It did not. It did cover most of my friends' meals, but because I'm a very picky eater, I had all set to get the lasagna. The lasagna wasn't on the menu, so I had to choose what would be good. And my meal was delicious, but it was basically steak and eggs. And it was fabulous, but it was a $44 meal. And the credit is $50. So my actual meal was under that $50, but they include 20% gratuity, something to note, automatically. And then, of course, tax and the $9 bottle of water. So I went a little over. But to eat at that very nice restaurant for $50 off is pretty spectacular.
Absolutely. It sounds I mean, a 40-layer lasagna sounds amazing. So I am really sad that you missed that.
Yeah,
but
I wouldn't also, know.
Steak
wouldn't
and know. Eggs sounds pretty fire to me as well, to quote middle school children.
It was fire.
It was fire. All right. I see how young and hip we are.
So hip.
Okay. Well, let's talk activities really quick before we wrap up.
Yeah. Activities in DC, it's great because all of the Smithsonian museums are free. So if you want to get away for a weekend and not have a lot of out-of-pocket expenses and you like museums at all, DC is fantastic. So for us moms, I'm not naturally a museum person, okay? It's not totally my thing, but my friend really loves going to museums, museum hopping. And so I was like, why not? Because without my children there, maybe I actually will like the museums, right? I don't like them normally because I'm shushing kids. Don't touch that. Don't touch that.
100%.
You know, so with just moms there, I was like, hey, this is kind of nice. Look at me being all artsy. So we went to the Smithsonian American Art Museum, Museum of American Art. Not sure how it's phrased, but we went to that museum first. In that museum, they have right now a special exhibit with Monet and Manet. If you want to do that exhibit, just know that once you're inside the museum, there is a wait, a line to get into whatever the special feature exhibit is. So it was about 70 minutes, the line to get into that. We actually chose not to do that. My friends had just come back from New York City. They had been to the Met. They had seen some Monet there. And so we passed on that and just decided to meander through the rest of the museum. So we still got to see, you know, Da Vinci. We got to see so many Degas, all kinds of famous artists. And because it's still the Smithsonian, right? So everything in there is from somebody pretty spectacular. So that was free activity. The next day we went to the National Portrait Gallery, and that was fantastic. I really enjoyed that one because it has like the Hall of Presidents. So it has a formal commissioned painting for every president of the United States. And it was really cool to see how the styles changed over the years and look at those. There's way more in that museum as well, but that was probably a highlight, getting to see the presidents. So we just did those free activities and it was perfect.
That is awesome. It really sounds like barely anything came out of pocket for this weekend. And I absolutely love that for you guys. Did you drive up? Were you messing with a car? Did you have to park it somewhere?
Yeah, we did. We drove together. So they met at my house. We hopped in my minivan together and we rolled into DC in the minivan. Parking at the hotel cost a little more than I thought it was going to. And I don't know if it's because we went a little over 24 hours. So we had to pay some of the next day, but then we split the parking three ways. So I think it was maybe $64 to park while we were there, but we split it. So about $21 or so a person.
Okay.
So we did that. Yeah. It wasn't bad, especially when you're going with friends. We did Uber one time. So we walked to that restaurant. We decided to Uber back because we had walked a lot the day before. And so we hopped in an Uber back and it was you know, so short that it didn't cost, I don't think, more than $10.
Perfect.
Not bad at all.
No. Yeah,
not bad at all. The other place that we went to that I think people miss sometimes is the National Botanical Garden. It is right there by the Capitol. They have a precious train display at the holidays. They still had all their holiday stuff up. They have these gorgeous poinsettias with small replicas of all the famous buildings and memorials throughout DC with red poinsettias all around them. It's really lovely, especially if you go at the holidays. So don't skip the National Botanical Gardens. Again, free.
I love free activities. St. Louis is also a city of free activities, so it's very close to my heart when a city does that and allows people to experience what it has to offer without, you know, destroying your wallet. So where is this hotel in relationship to like all of the focal points that people might be familiar with downtown?
The hotel is very close to the National Mall. You can definitely walk over to the National Mall and do all of the museums, walking distance to the White House. It's right beside, it's very close to Capital One Arena, where the Washington Capitals play hockey, where a lot of concerts come. So if you're going to any event at Capital One Arena, then the Grand Hyatt Washington is a fantastic choice for where to stay. It's also right beside, so close to the National Portrait Gallery. I think that was maybe a 0.2 walk. You're basically just walking around the block, not far at all.
That is awesome. It sounds perfectly located. All right. Well, anything else you want to leave people with before we let them go?
I think that's it. I think if you want to plan a trip to DC, it's a good option for you, and it's definitely worth. Often people are wondering, is this hotel worth the club access? Is it worth paying with points for a room that gets club access? And I would say, yes, it is. The club really is substantial enough to warrant maybe paying a few extra points so that your family can eat in the club and really save money on food.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really sold on the Club Access Awards. So you guys should be watching our Instagrams over the next week or so. We're going to put out a reel about Club Access Award and kind of the best places where you can use those Club Access Awards. So stay tuned. That is coming. Thank you guys so much for joining us today, and we will see you here next time.
Bye, guys.
If you enjoyed this show today, please consider writing us a review or clicking 5 stars wherever you listen to your podcasts. And please subscribe and follow along so that you never miss an episode.
You can follow the podcast on Instagram or YouTube at Wonderland on Points Podcast. You can find me on Instagram at Family Travel for the Win with the number 4.
And you can find me on Instagram at Points to Wonderland.
If you're thinking about getting a new travel rewards credit card, consider using the links in our show notes. Using our links helps to support us and keep our podcast going so we can provide you with all the latest tips and tricks when it comes to traveling on points.
And if you aren't sure which card is right for you, shoot us an email at wonderlandonpoints@gmail.com, and we would be happy to walk you through a free card consultation. That's also a great place to send us all of your comments and questions. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you here next time.